and we don't like to run this over an hour.
You're good.
We've got lots of practice.
Shuffleboard, right?
So, but, yes.
I'm sorry that Tim isn't here, because the main issue of today's meeting is a discussion on the standardization of signage. And yeah. That discussion emanated from a meeting that Wendy had with Jim Woodberg, Tim Gross, and Derek Tokos. Tim is out all day. Derek has a meeting with Don Mann, and Jim is out all day. So Greg has been briefed somewhat by Tim on that issue. So we'll let Greg move on it.
I think Wendy probably have a lot more to add than I, but basically Tim had said that the Wayfinding Committee was wanting to change the way some of the signs the city was doing, so forth, and some examples were the parking signs and so forth. And Tim stressed to me the fact that they were not going to do that. The city was not going to take those suggestions from the Wayfinding Committee. They were going to stick with the standard MUTCD signs. One other item was brought up, and that was the beach access signs that was made by Newport Sign. And Tim said that was not going to go up. However, there are some standard MUTCD signs that represent beach access. And if you give me a minute or so, I forgot to bring up, but I'll go get some examples that came out of the MUTCD.
Probably the same ones the state used. They have two figures and a little squiggle of water below it.
There's two or three different signs that can be done. And Wendy, since I've been briefed and you're the expert because you were there, maybe you can add more or some additions or corrections.
Well, Tim has never seen the plan that Mayor Reed did. I think Tim and both Tim and Jim, well, and Derek also, they weren't here when Alan O'Neill created this Wayfinding Committee, when we had all the discussions about getting uniform signage, because every map has a different symbols, and what I think Tim's approach agreed with was uniformity is really important. He's on board with that, but he had never seen. He didn't even know there was a wayfinding plan. You can take it from there. He had never seen it. So here we are. He said, "I don't understand why you're using blue," and he said, "Is there a plan?" Well, I don't know if he's seen it yet. I've been really busy. I haven't had time to.
Well, Greg has
him,
it in an electronic format.
Well, so that we were kind of starting. So Tim, I think actually we really agree on the fact that we need uniformity in signage and from maps to maps, using the same symbols, and he had some ideas for the symbols, which I think are fine, and we agree on that part. But he's never seen this wayfinding program that we've worked so hard on and that was put in place. And there's been a lot of money, and the money, how much of it is tourist tax dollars? I mean, I think Tim is concerned. He thought this was all coming out of his budget. But I think some of it comes out of, or all of it comes out of.
I think all of it does, but I can't guarantee that. I would have to check.
And I don't think Tim thinks that. I don't think, because he's the one that suggested to me that we take any corrections that we wanted to make out of our parking district budget.
Uh-huh. And the actual wayfinding program, anyway, it does get tourists. It was funded with tourist tax dollars,
right, Mark,
to start with.
Isn't that your recollection, that the wayfinding program is funded through TRT monies?
Alan O'Neill did that long ago.
That's how we started it.
But I would imagine that would be the source of funding.
So Tim wasn't familiar at all.
Greg, with the program. Greg, you have the Meyer Reed plan electronically, don't you?
No.
You don't have it electronically?
I don't know if it's on the Y drive or not.
You have it rolled up, though, don't you? You've seen it, haven't you?
The original?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've never seen the original plan.
What
I just have the
from?
Contract documents that they prepared.
Mm-hmm. Is that an electronic format?
Yes. I've sent that to you, and you sent it to the committee.
Right. But, I mean, I don't think Tim has seen it. That was one of the issues. He didn't know that we had a... I mean, I think he thought two things. I wasn't at this meeting, but based on what Wendy just said, that he believed two things. One is that signage, the cost of signage had to come from the public works budget. And secondly, that this committee was just acting willy-nilly, that he was unaware that there had ever been any, you know, work prior to...
That we are a formal group.
Yeah, well, he was unaware of the Meyer Reed plan. And he still hasn't seen it, apparently, so...
And it was finalized 4 years ago.
We've been working on it for years, and yeah, we've got a lot of money invested in it. I mean,
yes.
we spent at least $50,000 developing that plan with Meyer Reed.
And I think one thing that kind of slowed it down is that when the contract had to be awarded for making the signs, it took a really, I think the attorney said we had to go through a bid process or something different than Mayor Reed said to do. And
yes.
So it took about 2 years so there was a big lapse between when we sat down and created this whole thing and it started getting done. So there's a lot of things that need adjusting, and it's a work in progress. But anyway, Tim wanted to use these symbols, and he said using the P symbol was fine with him. And I think it's on there. But he wants to use brown square signs. I think his ideas really coordinate with the committee as you use the same symbol over and over. You have the little signs that you can bank together, like our round signs can go like that.
He wanted to create that uniformity with the MUTCD.
So,
what is MTUCD or
Manual Uniform Traffic Control Devices?
It's essentially the national wide Bible for signage.
It's a bureaucratic book of signs.
See, he said using the P.
I'm sorry, but it's a bureaucratic book of signs.
Yeah.
Well, one thing is, it's consistent with what the state park uses up and down the coast.
Right.
Primarily, I mean, that's one of the things that has an advantage.
Very familiar.
But we didn't, just what I think it'd be good if we could, I think using those symbols is great. I think we ought to stick with the blue because that's Newport's signature. That's our trademark, is that blue and yellow. It shows up really well, and it has the reflective band. Those signs really jump out at night, too. And that... to me, the brown, when I've worked on other sign projects, that meant state parks. I mean, maybe they haven't trademarked that color, but it means like parks or cultural sites, like museums, I think are usually brown. And so I think that would be confusing if we are trying to do the city of Newport and use it on all our maps, and we have money to pay for the signs. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Is he talking about primarily the icons or the signs themselves?
Well, we primarily talked about the icons.
Because the icons that we use are pretty minimal. We don't use many other than parking and beach access.
Restrooms.
I don't have a copy of the brochure right now, but...
Where are our icons that we use so that we can look at our restroom icon? I mean, do we actually...
It'll be on the map.
Right, it would be kind of nice to have a big one of those then when you're doing these sort of things to visualize what it is.
And if the maps, we talked last time, those maps are going to be redone, the big ones.
The visitor maps.
And if they're going to be redone,
we
have to change the signage, then it changes there.
Yeah, just routinely, maintenance. And then with Ida, I thought we could just, if Tim wants to, just as we switch out signs, go over to these symbols. But still use the blue color.
I don't think you're going to get agreement with the city manager and with Tim.
Well,
he's very adamant that we use the MUTCD signs.
I didn't, I was just saying, let's use the
UT. Is that what is being used on the Bayfront? No.
No.
No, that's not the point.
I don't think it's in
the Bayfront what?
They don't use these signs on the Bayfront.
That's not the point. The point is the city staff is one that dictates the signs, not the sign committee.
I know.
Sign committee can make recommendations.
Then why is the Bayfront different?
What is the Bayfront used?
They don't have these signs down.
They don't have any signs.
I think that on the Bayfront, what happened is that they used the wayfinding plan.
They have wayfinding signs.
Then that set the precedent.
Well, okay, the issue to me, the issue is that the city has spent a lot of money and time and energy, and this committee has spent a lot of money and time and energy and invested in this whole process, and I don't think we're going to throw it out. We're not going to throw it out.
I think
so.
Yeah.
So it's a political decision, as far as I'm concerned. And if we need to put it on the agenda at the city council meeting, I'm more than happy to advocate to say city staff will follow the wayfinding process and the wayfinding signs. That, you know, doesn't really matter. The signs are signs, and people are looking for parking. It doesn't matter what kind of a parking sign it is; they're going to find parking. If they want to find the beach, they can follow whatever signs we have. And I think that the wayfinding signs are really nice. They're unique to Newport. They actually give people an idea that their following signs are a part of Newport and Newport's attractions, and not generic signs. And I just think it'd be absolutely absurd to throw out all the money and time we have spent so far.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Mark, and I'm willing to attend a council meeting to see that staff understands what the reality of life is.
I get it.
Yeah.
Well, the sign that we mostly object to is the beach one. We don't have umbrellas on the beach.
Well, there's issues about parking signs and all that kind of stuff. And to me, if we're on city streets, I understand we have no control over what kind of signage goes on Highway 101. But the rest of the city streets, we can have our own unique signage, and it works. The signs that are out there right now work, and people understand them. We just need to be consistent. I understand the consistency issue, but we don't have to be consistent with the rest of the world. We have to be consistent within the city boundaries.
Right. And but Mark, what do you think about, as you don't, I mean, to me, if we start using these symbols, it would be okay, but they would be on a blue sign that looks like a wayfinding
sign. The symbols are, you know, they may be universal something, but I think what Greg and Tim are saying is they want to use those signs, period.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the biggest mistakes the city's made over the years, is to put a lot of time and money and energy and get a bunch of people enthused about a program and then throwing it right out because there's a new staff member.
It happened to me over and over again.
And I've already made that very clear to Jim, that I think that we should stick with what we have. So we'll just, if we need to make it a political decision, we will.
But as far as the parking sign goes, there's a P there, and that, I mean, that was...
And Greg, it's not fair for you to be the messenger one way or the other, so you know. You're stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't really understand that.
It's fair for me.
It's totally unfair.
As they say, I'm only the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger.
I'm not going to shoot you.
But Peggy, do you have a role, that paper thing with the sign program?
Certainly look. We should have one somewhere.
Okay. I mean, the point is, we've made a huge amount of progress with that whole process, and to just stop it and throw it out and say we're going to change all the signs again, I mean, that infuriates people. It's a waste of the money we've already spent.
It is a waste of money.
And it's a waste of all the
time
and energy, and that's just a really good way to make people just throw their hands up and say,
I'm never volunteering
again.
Yeah. Somebody had another point, and that was in regard to the maps that we've got around town, you know, the tourist maps, and that is that if we start changing these, those maps have symbols on them. They have icons that don't necessarily match.
It's a very consistent, very uniform process that company put together, and it was expensive. I mean, we've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And we've just really gotten going with it because there was that lap while the contract was awarded, and then...
We couldn't afford to do it all at once, so we did it in phases.
Yeah.
It's been phased and then budgeted out, so...
The idea was, initially, we were going to do this all at one time, But then it was too expensive, so then it was phased in. I think we used city staff for the actual work. I mean, the actual sign installation.
The whole idea at the beginning was to bid it out in its entirety, not only to produce the signs, but also have the contractor install them.
Yeah.
And as it turned out, we chose to do it in phases, putting it in different districts in phases, and have city crew, as time allowed, to install the signs.
Do we have any signs that are uninstalled at this point?
Yes.
All the South Beach ones?
All the South Beach, and that brings up the issue that Robin, Chuck, and myself met, and we talked about upgrading those or revising those city map signs, and we came up with a list, and Chuck brought in some additions to it that at some point we need to talk over so I can get those upgraded before I put out the contract documents to complete the South Beach.
But those maps haven't been produced yet.
That's correct.
So can I be sure to get a copy of that?
Makes sense to update the map every time you produce one. I've heard, the thing about it is that I've heard lots of great compliments and lots of great comments about the process that we have already started in, with the maps and things we have up in place. So
people
I'm not willing to throw it out.
Also, we have those temporary signs for beach and RV that were that the committee talked about having put up for a few months, or they're temporary signs,
just
to try them out and say,
see if this is a good location, if it works.
I thought the city manager said no on that.
Correct.
They didn't go up, right?
They did not go up.
There was discussion they were going to go up, and then back, and then they did not go up.
I have a good, you don't have any extra P. One of the parking signs that got blown over in that last wind, so it's like you can't read it now because it's 90 degrees blown around
at the coast and beach street.
Yeah. This one is at the Performing Arts Center right by the Block Memorial.
But those are wayfinding ones, aren't they? Or are they park?
No, it's the standard.
The parking.
Yeah.
And it's green, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It has more wind resistance than a little round sign.
But just the parking sign that the city currently uses, the big green P, or that they had used in the past, is green and not brown, so I don't quite understand what the brown is. If the green is being used historically and heavily for the parking, big green P, and then all of a sudden we hear that we're going to go to brown on everything.
I have to say, too, is it definitely is state parks, and I just went through the state parks.
But it has nothing to
get my boots on.
It has nothing to do with state parks.
Right.
It's a museum. It's but just educational. Makes people think.
Yeah.
I understand.
So if we have those in the middle of the city,
is confusing.
My argument
we should
is
go to
that you,
city
when
council.
You travel, I travel a lot all over the world and all over the country, and everywhere you go, the signs are different.
Mm-hmm.
There is not a uniform code. I'm really sorry, but there just isn't. It doesn't exist. And everywhere you go, the signs are different, and it's pretty, the big P or AP anywhere pretty much designates parking. It doesn't matter what shape the sign is, what color the sign is, whether it says parking or not. There's just a lot of restroom thing. I mean, restroom signs are different all over the world. It's pretty obvious when you have a particular need, it's easy to find the sign that's telling you where to go.
Yeah, it's on the subconscious level.
It doesn't really matter how uniform it is or not, because everybody does it differently.
I guess the issue is, at this point, how do you move beyond this, and what's the next step?
We need to hear from Tim or the city manager as to what their specific problems are.
What I would appreciate if you guys want to draft somebody, if you want to make a recommendation as a committee, and then someone would draft a strong letter saying we don't want to throw it out. That you want to stick with the uniform code that we have established and the process we've established. And
you're talking about not only the icons, but the color scheme.
Use the wayfinding
Use the Meyer-Reed plan, right? Is that what
you're
saying?
Meyer-Reed plan. And back that up, and maybe Peggy can help you figure out how much money's been spent on that already.
But, and then also, there are tourist tax dollars in the future to fund that, aren't there?
Yeah, because it's not a public works.
Yeah.
It's not a budget issue for public works. I mean, you have parking districts. You have 3 parking districts that have been formed now where all of the signage, really most of the signage is going to go, and each of the parking districts has funds that they can use for additional signage wherever they see they need it. But the idea would be that you would follow the wayfinding process at that point.
Possibly in that letter, some of the history needs to be put in.
Yeah.
So it's made a public record.
Who's going to draft that letter, and when will it be available? I'm only asking because I'm...
And I'll make sure it gets on the agenda.
I'll draft.
Are you thinking December, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's like it needs to be done today.
Well, by next Tuesday or Wednesday, if we can have it, because we'll want to put that in the packet.
If we can put it in the packet, that's okay. If you don't have it done by then, it can still be on the agenda.
It'll be the second council meeting this month.
It's the only one this month.
It's the only one this month.
Sure.
Yeah. It'll be on the agenda, whether I add it at the meeting or not.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say I'd like people to review it.
If you don't get the letter done...
It's good if you don't have a background.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm totally new to that whole thing.
The meeting is on the 17th, and if you don't get the letter done in time to get it in the packet, it doesn't matter. You can submit the letter during the meeting.
And
it will be on the agenda.
You're the default person who's writing it, or everyone is looking at you as if you are.
I said I would.
Okay. I will get you the amount of money we've spent to date. I mean, it's going to be a little bit hard to get the amount for installation. Maybe Greg can help with that.
Goes back that many years.
I can get Meyer-Reed. Trust me, they haven't thrown anything away.
I'm thinking about the transition of the new finance computer systems forth.
Well, they haven't transitioned.
Is there a way to put the hierarchy of how things have transpired from the appointment of the committee, the date that happened?
Well, we can try to get something like that, but honestly, this is an ad hoc committee. It's never been made an official committee of the city, although, and that's why it is an ad hoc. It's been in existence since we had the Meyer-Reed contract, and I think the idea at the time was that there would be a person, at least one person, who represented every district, like Nye Beach, the Deco District, Bayfront, and South Beach and Agate Beach.
So the only one, well, we have all those reps right here today.
So, I mean, it's been meeting, and then it stopped meeting, and then...
Well, it says, Wendy was saying, though, Tim is totally unaware there was such a thing.
Let me see what we can find.
I think the ad hoc committee stopped meeting because the plan was established.
And we didn't meet.
And the funding for the signs was established, and it was supposed to happen.
And it was happening.
Yeah.
So... If we could get some, like, whatever it cost to produce the signs, and I don't know who that contractor was, ESL Signs or...
ESA. Sign
and
on.
I'll get the cost of the Meyer-Reed, whatever we paid Meyer-Reed for the plan.
And we can have a discussion at the council level about how and who knows how the budgeting is done for the installation of the signs. I mean, if public work doesn't have the money or the time or the people to do it, then it could be something that's done by contractors in the future.
And what I'm suggesting is you just give the date that this committee was appointed, when the wayfinding was, whenever that...
Kind of a timeline.
Yeah, the timeline.
It goes, so all, it goes back, way back to... Well, I remember when I took office on the council 4 years ago that you had just finalized it and it was in the budget for producing the signs.
So, and if that could just be a written record,
it's been a six-year project.
Well, when did Alan O'Neill leave? Because I think
he left about 3 years.
Oh, 4 years.
4 years ago.
Oh, right. Oh. God, that's not very long.
But it was going on well before he left.
Mm-hmm.
it's possible that a lot of confusion has just come from misunderstanding facts like whose money is being expended for the signs.
Well, and the fact that this really is a plan. It wasn't just something that
we sat around and made up.
No.
I had a question.
I did it.
I didn't get a chance to get a biped map, but are the same symbols being used on every map the city produces? Or because that's the same
symbols.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a consistent
not
thing.
Not necessarily.
Is there a reason that they're not being used?
Well, I think it would be really important to actually have these things in front of us, because I can't actually remember what's on there in terms of icons for the, as far as the...
without the visitor map.
Yeah, I mean, if we talk about these things kind of an abstract, it would be nice to have a big map of what we have so we could, I don't know, I just get a feeling like there's this kind of a fog over what it is that we have and our just kind of our understanding of it. To me, if I think about trying to visualize each one of those documents and how we're applying symbols, I don't get a real good picture of that.
Yeah, I don't think...
there's no consistency with that anywhere.
Well, and that would be a good thing to have out so we could identify it and see where things are right, where things are wrong, and try to draw some correlations.
I don't think the Wayfinding Committee, we had a big role document, but we didn't have a one sheet with all our symbols on it. I think that'd be really handy if we had that, and then anybody when they're making up a map or proofing a map like that the city puts out, that we could have the same symbols. They would be the wayfinding symbols, not these.
I think you have all the electronic files for all the graphics and everything.
We have access to them, yes. Part of Mayor Reed's contract with the city is once they got done, which they are, then the art files are ours. The unfortunate thing about this is based upon the type of material and the symbols and the size of the signs, the local sign companies are not able to produce them.
I think only one of those elements is a constraint.
But we have electronic art files, so they could be utilized, and like this sheet of paper could be, Wendy. When the bike map's being produced, or other people are producing maps of any type, Chamber of Commerce, i.e.,
yeah,
we could utilize those electronic files as art files.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just think that would really be good to have uniformity and repetition and... You know, I mean, don't have to rewrite everything now, but as it gets rewritten or redone, just...
Right. And we talked about that. I mean, it's like Groundhog's Day. I mean, we talked about the same concept over and over and over again. That's why we actually need to have things out here so we can mark them up.
And maybe that'd be a good project for the Wayfinding Committee sometime, is to get as many maps as you can that the city produces.
What maps do we produce? A bike map?
Yeah.
The Chamber of Commerce.
We have the Chamber map.
Really.
We have
city
the City of Newport map.
Produces, but the Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm pretty sure
and
we
take
have
direction
sent
from
them
the city about
info for wayfinding in the past, but that's a good idea because that would really reinforce the consistency.
Well, I think Chuck's point about continually working on updating so that every time a new map is produced, it's the most up to date you can make it, because
put a date in the corner of
so
it.
Well,
that's a good idea.
Always put a date in the corner of anything you produce.
Yeah, it always changes so fast. I mean, that's you can look at the changes that need to happen on the big city maps already since they've been produced over the last couple of years.
And
that's a really tough thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do. But
well, that I dug up that Glick report that's probably 25 years old and brought it to this committee early on, and it says exactly that. It said there needs to be a person assigned to all of this wayfinding signage map information.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point person that all this goes through.
Yeah.
And that was the Glick report's 20-some years old. And I brought it into the committee and tried to get some conceptual buy-in of it. I guess sort of we have, but it's pretty ironic that that's actually what that document says.
And that document's surfacing again with the city center.
Okay. So it's like the concept is there. All you have to do is, if you buy into the concept, then it's pretty easy to execute it. But if you don't buy into it as a group or as a community, then it just goes by the wayside. And you have to actually assign somebody that task. and I don't know who that is.
The Glick study's online now for everyone that wants to go on.
Oh, it is.
And there's lots of Glick studies. He did like three or four different studies.
Right. What is a Glick study?
It's a gentleman's name who the city contracted with to do numerous conceptual design studies.
It's another example of how the city spent a huge amount of dollars and then just ignored it.
Is that on our website?
What little bit we followed worked out.
Yeah.
In that beach anyway.
Yeah.
But we didn't buy up any pocket. Well,
and this would be another. This would be another way to make people roll their eyes and throw their arms up and talk about how the city wastes money if we don't follow this process.
So what I heard is that this will go on the December 17th City Council agenda. Wendy's going to draft a letter that need not be here before the packet goes out. It may be presented.
It'd be better if it was, but
I'll get it done.
Greg is going to try to get some production costs of the existing signs, and I will prepare a timeline and get the amount of money we've spent to date with Meyer Reed. And what else?
And if you find a date on those materials, just
on the Meyer Reed materials, okay?
Yeah, like
don't
when they started, or
okay.
And then just come to the meeting and support your support it, because that's going to be the message to the council that says this is important.
What time is the meeting? 6.
6 o'clock. It will be on the agenda.
December 17th.
Yeah, it will probably be on the agenda during a discussion.
We can put it on
early, fairly early in the agenda. There's no real action, but just a discussion and a direction from the council.
Mm.
Okay.
How does this affect the updating of the map project?
And that's what I wanted to bring up. Peggy, I did send you a PDF file of the notes that we did. I don't know if any of you have had a chance to go through and review these. I know you sent it out because I saw the email you sent out. What I would like to do is contact Mayor Reed to see what it would cost to do these additions and changes on the original art file that they have, then send out an email to you folks, see if it makes sense, and go from there. If we delay and we get these changes made and we put these out for bid, I suspect the same contractor who got the first and second phase of these signs will get the contract. They were almost half of what the other bidders are, but they took forever to produce the signs. Now you're looking at probably somewhere between March and May in order to get the signs.
Have their signs stood up?
Yes.
Yeah,
March
signs.
Isn't that long.
Yeah. They had some typos, but they fixed them.
Yes.
Well, and the other thing too, Greg, is because that wouldn't be that bad because it would give us time to get through some of the worst rainy weather.
And you added QR code stickers already?
Yes.
Yeah, I noticed those. That's great.
I've been told by Public Works crew, the stickers that we got made were local. They were add-ons. But apparently something with the stickiness of the signs, they could peel off somewhat easily. That's something we'd probably have to change. Now, what I would suggest...
You mean by a person or just white weather?
Both.
Both.
Obviously weather over time. Mm-hmm. I would not want to add the QR codes as part of the revised signs at this point, because I suspect things are going to change. People may come to you folks wanting additional stickers, QR codes, put on the signs, and that's something for you to decide.
Doesn't, when you scan that, doesn't it take you to the DNC?
Yes.
Takes you to Discover Newport.
Discover Newport?
Yes.
So what other QR code would we be asked to put on here?
I don't know. That's just probably, a suggestion.
Probably shouldn't think about adding any other, otherwise it's going to be...
Well, we couldn't...
Sure, mine not there too.
We couldn't have private ones, because once we open the door to that, that would be a nightmare. So I'm just trying to figure out how that would change over time.
And why we wouldn't make it permanent.
We do have, for the upcoming signs under the Phase 3 contract for the South Beach, we do have extra QR code signs that we can stick on them.
I think that what Chuck said is what I was thinking. Why wouldn't we have it made a part of the permanent sign?
Just as part of the graphics.
And
then if it needed to be changed, you could stick one over the top. But to start out with it is...
Yeah, I don't know there must be a certain level of
definition
that has to happen before your phone will read it. And I don't know whether they can get to that definition level the manufacturer of the signs or not.
Yeah,
it's real loose, actually.
Do the phones read it right
pretty,
now?
Is it?
It's pretty forgiving.
Yes.
They do read it now?
It was tried.
Oh, okay.
Here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't remember her name from the chamber.
Lorna?
Lorna sent me a PDF or some sort of art form for it, and that was what was sent to Newport Signs, and they created that.
So we tried it here and it worked, but no one has tried it on the actual signs?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, they work, yeah.
Yeah.
Is
that interesting about this Bayfront thing, Chuck, that you wrote down, because that came up at our Bayfront townhouse meeting, town hall meeting, was is that the, there's no signal, there's nobody knows where all the different docks are, 1357,
right.
So it was, you know, it's kind of
right.
It is something that we should continue to try to get better on that.
City Public Works crew did go and do an inventory. There are at least two, maybe three docks that are labeled by the port.
Yeah.
And what they are.
Yeah, Port Dock 5 is the big one that has a big sign.
And that was actually a suggestion that Jim Shaw made to the Port Commission prior to that meeting.
Yeah.
Because he came to reiterate it.
Yeah. But it'd be good to have it on the maps.
Definitely.
Because if you're going to go down and buy fish at Port Dock 1, you need to know where is that. Yeah.
Yeah, because we direct people and then there's no sign.
Yeah.
They don't know which is 1, right. 2, 3, 4, 5.
So we have our marching orders, I think staff does. And Wendy, is there anything else that we need to talk about today? And when would you like to have your next meeting? You want to do it again in January, especially since there will be a December 17th meeting that might put forward something to talk about.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
The first Friday in January, so that would be the...
Fourth.
Fourth. 8:30. I'll get an agenda out.
Okay, good.
But I'm not exactly going to know what we'll talk about because I will be gone until the second.
Oh.
Starting next Friday, so.
Well, you need to figure out what signs are coming up next, right?
If everyone emails me.
Is there money in this year's budget for
yes.
signs? And so what would be the request for the year after, for the next budget year, and what pieces are left to do?
I know that thing by Georgie's restaurant, there's still nothing over there for that public beach access. So
right. I thought we were going to put one of those temporary signs over there.
I'm trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together. You folks had talked about additional signs after this third phase was completed. And you talked about some more signs. I can't remember specifically what it was, but I thought that was what you were referring to, plus the addition of the beach access, however that came up. So there would have to be a plan developed from that.
Okay, so let's develop the January 4th agenda, but here's the other thing. If something comes up that needs to go on the agenda, I will have email access after the 22nd.
About two or three meetings ago, didn't we have a kind of a big conversation about what, oh, there was big concern about the Bayfront and the Nye Beach signage, and, you know, there were so many things that were directing people to Nye Beach, not the Bayfront. It was a little bit blown out of proportion, but out of that conversation, some, at least in my opinion, some obvious things came out that basically we leave everything like it is, and in order to facilitate some of the concerns of the Bayfront folks, to have a sign that points down the hill at...
9th and Herbert,
going down to Canyon Way, that says Bayfront. So when you go down Herbert Street, it shows you to go down to the Bayfront, you turn this way, and there's already a sign that says to go to Nye Beach, go this way. A very simple... simple request. You know, it's not over the top. It's obvious, I think, to everybody that it's a good thing to do, right? I mean, why wouldn't you do that if you're going along that course and your Bayfront's right here? You have no way of knowing it's there if you're...
It's a good way to go. It's got two big parking lots on the way down
and
there.
So the idea was, hey, there's a sign missing there, and everybody agreed that that was missing there, and you came and said, hey, the city staff, the city manager wants to make perfectly clear, we want to make these changes to make everybody feel comfortable.
Yeah, we did make the changes.
And we went through this big thing where you said all that, and then I went and talked to the city manager about it afterwards, and then... He said he was going to do it. Then you reported back to Greg, et cetera, that there's no money, and you joked with Greg that maybe we should take it out of her salary. You did.
Oh.
You said, oh, well, we can't do it, but Greg, maybe you and I should take it out of her salary. I mean, that was the joke, but that was the...
But there is money.
That was the progression of things.
There is money.
Exactly. And so my question is, I mean, that was quite a while ago.
Yes, I honestly believe that was done.
No. City manager came to myself and Tim, and we discussed it.
And I didn't know about that.
Well, the end result was, no, we leave it the same.
Right, well, actually, that's after that, you said, after that is when you joked. Like you kind of threw your hands up in a way, just like I did, like, well, geez, if they don't want to do it, Greg, maybe you and I should pay for it. Jokingly.
I remember that.
Okay. So, and I'm not saying another thing other than that there's this timeline and this activity on a very specific little thing, and where is it?
I can't answer that.
Greg says that the city manager and Tim said no.
Well, all four of us discussed it.
All four of us being?
Who? City manager, myself, Tim, three of us, excuse me. And the reasoning behind it is the rest of the signs leading to that particular sign that you're talking about makes sense as the traffic flows. At least that's my memory.
Well,
when it was first brought up,
everybody, regardless of their affiliation, realized that, yeah, there probably should be a sign there.
And there's a Nye Beach one there.
I mean, it was so obvious.
Yes.
I mean,
and that's not on 101.
No.
No.
It was just so obvious.
Well, what happens?
It was strange.
There's a sign when you're going down the hill, but there's not a sign before that to take you to either place.
I think the point you're trying to stress is 9th Street is an alternate street to Highway 101. And because of that, if you're trapped, let's just say for the sake of argument, you pull off of Highway 20, East Olive, and you're following the route that takes you to 9th Street, et cetera, and all of a sudden you see this sign pointing at Nye Beach, but there's nothing to point you to Herbert, which takes you down.
Right. I mean, the Nye Beach sign is fine. It's great. That's where you go to Nye Beach. But you wouldn't know even to turn to go to the Bayfront unless there was a sign there.
And we've done considerable amount of work on that.
So again, part. Why?
And that's for the charging
and
stations
I get,
too.
Yeah. I get tired of actually, you know, do I want to call the city manager up and talk to him or Tim again, and, you know, and explain how their logic is totally flawed when they've already made their decision, just like.
Well, it's hard to put Greg in that position, frankly. And
well,
I mean, I've talked about it, but clearly haven't been involved these meetings because I didn't know about that last meeting with Tim and Jim and Greg.
As far as?
Well, that sign over there.
The Bayfront one?
No, yeah.
Oh. The one there, Herbert by the Mexican restaurant.
Okay. And we fixed the thing is we fixed that parking lot up a lot, and it's getting a lot more usage.
And so it's got a car charging station.
People come and go to that parking lot and a charging station. They need to have clear directions about where to go.
Well,
where the other parts of town are.
Well, how can it get done then? Because I'd like to hear what Frank has. Frank, did you have a presentation?
No.
That was a discussion in your city center parking district.
Yeah.
Was getting adequate signing as people leave the parking lot,
My only comment about what I'm hearing is that it doesn't seem like citizen input has as much value as it should.
So how can, so yeah, that sounds like a Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's just work on it and it'll be on
the agenda for January.
Yeah, and just email me any suggestions that you've got. I can do an agenda after the 22nd, so that's not going to be a problem.
And the thing about it is I think that, you know, to me, this committee and this group of people have spent a lot of time and energy and thought around this whole process, and it's not just personal issues or personal wishes. It's really a comprehensive concept about how we need to work with it.
When we start, it is personal, but as we become part of the process, we're here for a personal reason, but then we see the whole picture, and we all advocate for everyone.
Right. Yeah. And I've seen that change over time, because when it started out, there were all these individual entities, and they
all
had their own focus. Sure. But then everyone has come together with a unified focus.
Yeah. And 2 years ago, you'd said you want a Bayfront one. We need to have an on beach one someplace else. You know, that's not the big. It's not an issue anymore.
Right. Well, yes. Greg and I took a 3.5-hour ride around town. Mm-hmm. 3.5 hours volunteer time, Greg's time, and. Is it the mayor's? Somewhat your request to go around and take a look at the signs.
We did a ride too with everybody in the committee.
Yeah.
Followed that.
We followed that up. You said, well, why don't you, Chuck, go with Greg and whoever else wanted to go? And we wrote up all this stuff about these signs around town that maybe needed some corrections. And I haven't heard any dialogue about this. And
was that sent out to the committee?
Yes.
One of the things that's in here is I think I mentioned like 3 times that's another possible sign for Nye Beach. At 6th Street or dot.
Yeah.
This is your last chance to show somebody where Nye Beach is.
See,
a whole bunch of them.
Those suggestions could be part of the phase 4, so to speak.
So what happens to all this stuff, and how does it actually get?
Tweaking and
That's why we need to keep meeting so there's continuity and we can... We just keep making it better.
You know, if there's a document like this, and you look at it, and you highlight the 3 things on here that make sense to you.
Every year you go through and
as an individual, then you bring it forward, and if there's 2 or 3 people that have the same thing highlighted, then maybe you have something you want to work on. Or maybe one of them is so obvious you just do it, like the one down there at the Woody Way, the beach access sign. That you can't see anymore. So how do you get this? How do you transfer all the stuff into doing something? Well, somebody has to look at this and say, "Oh, that's a state park sign or whatever sign." Mm-hmm. Make the phone call and bird dog it. That's not the committee's job to do. But nobody's going to do it unless somebody from the city or somebody from the committee is tasked with doing it. So that's why all this stuff just languishes, because there's no...
It gets pushed down a low priority. I mean, you know, that's part of the issue of having a really small staff and not having the extra bodies that we have, and that's part of what's happened over the last couple of years with budget cutting and, you know, more and more responsibility for everybody. But you know, even if it has low priority, it still needs to be brought out, looked at once in a while, and kind of dealt with when there's a chance. So,
well, if it's a small business doing it, that if you have something you want to do,
yeah.
you put it on a list and you poke at it a little bit.
Yeah.
But if it never
yeah.
gets on the list
yeah.
as an action item,
yeah.
then it never happens. And so I just kind of struck that the process of making things actually happen,
yeah.
that's part of the biggest problem with this committee. Well, there's no way for this stuff to actually have
right.
any accountability.
Yeah.
Like the public signage at Georgie's there, and Howdy Adelman brought it up. I still saved the quote for, I forget, years ago. But how? What's the best way to approach that? Because what we talked about is talking to the Hallmark first, so that because it's probably just been forgotten.
Well, actually, I think when that whole process went down, when they put Georgie's and vacated the streets and did all that work down there, they actually, that's part of their agreement, was to provide adequate signage for parking, public parking, and beach access.
Okay.
So it would be a matter of somebody researching that.
I think the general manager then is still the general manager now.
It still was Rick then? Was it Rick?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But it would be a matter of really going back and looking at the, would be a land use, would have been a land use decision, so maybe Derek or the public development department can find out where that
okay.
agreement is, because I think
if
I remember right, there was a, and agreed that they were going to create public access.
Mm-hmm.
They created the steps and everything down
yeah.
around Georgie's and down, and they had to create
just
that
remember,
public
any
access, and that they were supposed to have it well
10
signed.
Years.
Part of that problem is there's been a number of transitions that's happened at the top of the city.
Yeah.
Derek has absolutely no idea that this has occurred.
But, yeah.
Oh, I know.
But if we have
that's
an agreement, then I should have the agreement. But it's,
yeah. well,
I think that there was
but
one
he's right about that.
Yeah. And we even had to hold him to the fire to get go ahead and get the rest of the access finished, because they all of a sudden stopped spending any money on getting the access and the steps done. And there was a point where they had to have an iron fist had to be held over their heads to get that done.
Has anybody talked to Rick lately?
I don't know that it would be really know. Rick. It would be more the property owner probably. But
well, Rick's the,
it's
he's,
all
the
really,
he's a relative of the
oh, is yeah. property owner.
Rick's part of the family of the.
Is he part of the Allred
yeah,
family?
Yeah, he is part of the Allred family.
Okay. But anyway,
but ask
I
him
think
directly.
There is,
I mean,
I think there is actually
do.
A mandate
the
there
we have
for
signs.
Adequate signage
well,
for parking. They have the public parking signs over along the fence, you know,
they
across
do.
The street.
They look pretty
and
tacky.
But it is the tackiest looking public
oh,
parking lot.
Oh,
yeah,
who wants to park with all
the
nasty
dumpsters garbage. And
mm-hmm.
overflowing and grease?
Yeah.
No, they don't
but
have
But there isn't any signage
there,
to the pathway. It's a real mysterious thing that there's a pathway down there for
the only ones who know is Sarah, the neighbors.
I think there, I can't tell you how many times, and I did not know. I just thought that was part of the hall.
As
yeah,
you,
I know. Anyway, you would never know.
I did not know that that was public.
If you're reading,
so
you only know that if you come to this committee.
Yeah.
If you look at our map suggestions that we made as a group of three, that was one where we actually said we're going to put a dot-dot path from that point.
Right. Show.
Because we wanted to feel that it was not, wasn't just a, you know, you get out of your car and walk there, but it was a little path.
Oh,
and so that's
uh-huh.
one that we specifically have in our suggestions.
For the big map.
You can actually
on the big map.
Two ways you could go between Georgie's and the hotel building, or you go around Georgie's on the south side. There's two different ways to get down to the pathway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess part of it would be this, for them to say they want to designate this particular pathway and actually sign it so people can find it.
Well,
out
what
on
if,
Elizabeth Street.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I just contact Rick Brayborn and just touch base with them or say, hey, we were talking about this? Or I mean, I've lived way before Georgie's, you know, and I from a personal point of view, and also I would like to ask him, but also
yeah.
I guess I don't have to be a representative of the wayfinding committee.
I guess the easy thing to do is ask Rick and he goes, yeah, we're supposed to do something. And then,
well, and
yeah.
I guess it's all been forgotten.
Yes.
But it would be good to have, it would be really good to have the original decision, because it probably lays out, well, are they supposed to maintain that parking lot or provide the signage and that kind of thing. So
I'll look
be
for
good
the
to
agreement
have,
as soon as we're through with this meeting.
Yeah, I can't imagine how old it is, but Georgie's hasn't been there more than probably 15 years.
It goes farther back than that, I think.
The agreement? Oh.
The whole issue of the access.
I thought it was when they tore the house down to build Georgie's.
There was another old motel there or something.
Oh.
but I don't know how far back. It goes a long ways back.
It goes, I moved here in 79, and I heard rumors that there's always been, and I've seen plans of that area for a big motel going in and so forth. So I've been here over 30 years. It must have been almost 40 years. There's always been something dreamed of for that area.
Yeah, I think it goes way back that the agreement was made to establish and maintain a public access.
You think it's more than 40 years old?
I don't
know. Oh, no.
No,
I think this is a time.
I think if you look back about anywhere.
I think when Mike Schulberg was here.
Oh, yeah. And I bet Don, who lives right next door, I bet he'd remember. You know, Don and Andre.
Yeah.
I bet he would remember.
So it probably goes back to 95, 96.
That will be easy to research.
Between then and somewhere around in there. 2000, something in there.
Yeah, but I think what their requirements are as far as that agreement would be good to know so that
make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I'll get that today and I'll scan it and email it to everyone.
Great.
So you can all see what it says.
And this has been sent out to us before.
What is that? Is that the
road
trip
the that tour?
Reagan?
Yes.
The tour,
yes.
Yeah.
That we were all on?
Yeah, and I probably have deleted it.
Well, this is the Gilligan's Island 3-hour tour.
So yeah. If Greg sent that to me, which I know Reagan he did because I sent it out,
you guys just took
it's in my computer and I'll send it out.
Okay.
So resend.
Yeah, if you would.
We just drove around and
Greg and Chuck's road trip.
So we can be more, whatever, we'll read it and become more educated.
Okay.
More knowledgeable.
Well.
More knowledgeable.
It's a really hard thing to do to maintain signage. I mean, there's no question about it. To maintain signage and to keep it working.
It's a constant
thing. Yeah.
Could I share one thought? Earlier someone said this is an ad hoc committee.
Yeah, that was me.
And it seems to me that this problem never stops. This is an ongoing thing. It should be more formalized.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's fair that because of its casual nature, which is what I'm hearing,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't on Tim's radar or Derek's to the extent that it is important to you, and it hasn't made that level of awareness to them. And so it might be good if the city could make it more formal because there will always be wayfinding issues.
You can put it right here.
That's okay.
Just to ask to formalize the committee rather than having it being ad hoc. It's a little easier. I mean, Peggy's still noticing the meeting and everything anyway, aren't you?
Yes.
So I guess it doesn't really matter.
We notice it. We make notes and post all of that on the website as well as the audio.
Well, plus Tim's department is the one that is impacted the most. Is that correct?
In terms of signage, yes.
Yeah.
So,
and that's why Jim asked Greg to start attending the meetings because he was actually to be a representative of the Public Works Department.
Right.
I think part of the confusion, going back quite a ways, earlier part of this meeting, dealing with the budget, signage, the wayfinding signs is not a part of the Public Works budget.
Right.
What we have done, which we haven't done for quite a while, is create a capital projects fund. Different monies from different departments gets transferred into this for capital projects. And I think the comment that was made dealing with Tim and so forth, Tim was trying to get the process established where the money from the room tax for the wayfinding signs could get transferred into the capital projects fund, such that we had more access, easier access to those funds. As it is, any expenditures taking out of that room tax still have to go through the process of finance department. It's just an extra step. All Tim was trying to do was to simplify it.
Yeah, it's just an internal accounting issue. So, okay. Well, I'm going to walk down the hallway and get it on the agenda.
All right. Next meeting will be January 4th at 8:30 a.m. I will send an agenda, and we will see everyone at that time. And
December 17th.
December 17th is 6 o'clock city council meeting.
Tramway.